Welcome to the beginning of another week in the Roaring Fork Valley. I'm Kristen Kay, reporter here at the Edlis-Neeson Arts and Culture Desk. It is Monday, April 9th, and this is Week in the Arts, a curated list of upcoming exhibitions and events. On Tuesday, Aspen High School's International Baccalaureate art students display their work at an artist reception at the Black Box Theater, beginning at 5. Also Tuesday, Anderson Ranch holds their spring open house. Studios will be open to the public, with dinner and kids' crafts also available. The event starts at 4:30. Wednesday is the opening of Unbridled, Contemporary Works in Clay at the Aspen Chapel Gallery. An artist reception will be held from 5 to 7. Thursday and Saturday, Thunder River Theater performs Hans Christian Andersen's The Emperor's New Clothes on stage. It's a part of the TRTC for Young Audiences program. The shows start both evenings at 6:30, with an additional matinee on Sunday at 2. Friday through Sunday, the Carbondale Clay Center invites the community to build and paint large clay planter pots for the Latino Folk Art Garden that will be a part of the Rio Grande Art Way. The gathering starts at 1 p.m. all 3 days. Saturday is the opening of Real Artists, Real Action, the 2018 exhibition by young curators of the Roaring Fork. 12 interns from local high schools selected work for the show from submissions from their peers. The reception is from 3 to 5 at the Aspen Art Museum. Sunday, the Basalt Library Foundation presents Two Writers, One Novel, Can This Marriage Be Saved? Local authors Andy Stone and Linda Lafferty will talk about writing their new book together. The event is from 4 to 7 at the Basalt Library. For more on arts and culture or to submit your event, go to aspenpublicradio.org. You're listening to Aspen Public Radio, broadcasting on KAJX Aspen and KCJX Carbondale.